We will never be so lively, never truly live. So many wars, I'm tired.
Go to sleep then.
Okay, so we are the Obscure Gentlemen, a weekly podcast dedicated to pop culture through the eyes and ears of the internet. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez, and who are you?
I'm Alex Mitchell.
Oh, you're actually here to record the intro this time.
Yes, I am.
Few quick things. We got a Patreon, patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. Go there. Support us if you want. We have some nice knickknacks and goodies for if you do that. Also, subscribe and give us a review if you want. Say anything.
Share with your friends, too, if you'd like.
Yeah, so let's start the show.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
It was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you!
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy!
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat...
Oh, look! Rocks!
Game over!
You lose! Good day, sir!
No! No!
Alright, so it's another week, and we are not going to be touching Comic-Con. So, by the time you listen to this, Comic-Con will have happened. But by the time we're recording this, Comic-Con has just started. So, we cannot travel to the future. We are not time travelers.
I am. Well, I'm here for your sake.
He is, but he's a moral time traveler.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess around with things that are beyond my moral compass. So
yes.
I'm good.
It always points north.
Yes.
So we're going to go into something else, which was announced right before Comic-Con, and it's the Goosebumps movie.
Oh.
you want to tell them what Goosebumps is?
Goosebumps is a series of children's, they're like horror stories for like kids.
Yeah, spooky horror stories for kids.
Yeah. The cover art is probably the scariest thing about these things. I mean, they are kind of spooky, but
if you're 6 years old or 7 years old,
yeah. I mean, to be fair, you grew up with horror movies.
Yeah, I grew up with these books too.
Yeah. There's a few memorable ones in there. Slappy, I think, is one of the
Haunted Mask is arguably the most famous thing that came out of Goosebumps. I mean, I had the Choose Your Adventure.
There's a lot of a lot of kids in like the 90s grew up with these things and.
Dad in the basement, or the hell it's called.
Yeah, the kid who became a bee, or something like that. Like, there's I don't know the names. I know what happens, like based on the image.
I read a lot of the books and watched the TV series.
I did watch the show.
So
yeah, there's a lot of kids that grew up with this as, I guess, a semi-important part of their childhood.
It's a big part of. And I don't like the term, but it's a big part of 90s kids' childhood.
Yeah, I do feel like we should get into 90s kids eventually.
We'll talk about that eventually.
Yeah,
This will
kind of touch on that.
So, last year's Comic-Con, they did announce that there was going to be a Goosebumps movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a year since then. And now they've finally released the trailer to this movie starring Jack Black and some teen actors who we've never heard of, probably.
Yeah.
So, as you could imagine, with something so nostalgia-driven, there were things that were said.
To preface what this movie is, it's not any one particular story adapted into a movie.
Yeah,
it's kind of like I think someone used the. It reminds them of like Night at the Museum, where like all the stories are they exist in our world.
It's almost a hybrid of.
Okay, Jack Black is playing Arl Stein, the author of the.
Not related to Frankenstein.
No. Or Ben Stein.
No, Ben Stein's his brother.
Oh, okay.
It's a sort of a combination of Night at the Museum, Monster Squad,
Jumanji. Yeah,
those are the.
Actually, I did get a bit of a Monster Squad vibe from this.
Yeah, because it's about these teenage kids have to help hunt down these monsters and get them
back into their manuscripts. Essentially, they're living books.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, I want to start off with this thing, and it's the only thing that's not strictly related to the movie because this prompted a lot of discussion actually about the books. So, This is from 4chan. Someone said, a giant, possibly praying mantis? Count me in. To which someone responded with, it's from Shocker on Shock Street, you fucking asshole. Both the kids turn out to be robots. This movie is not for you.
Someone loved Shocker on Shock Street. I did read Shocker on Shock Street. I do remember that now.
I just want this. This is the level of passion. For some reason, people our age in the 20 to 30 range have for Goosebumps.
For things in general that they grew up in, but Goosebumps, man.
Goosebumps is sacred.
Someone said that the giant praying mantis reminded them of Rick and Morty, the cartoon show, and they got downvoted to hell.
Oh, okay, so that's from Reddit, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's weird. That very first comment, that was one of the early things I saw, and I was like, people are really passionate about Goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's Goosebumps. So, okay, so I guess moving on to one of the bigger comments, like what this discussion will be about. Since when, this is from Facebook, I'm not going to say the name of the person, obviously. Since when was Goosebumps interpreted as a family comedy? Now, there's a lot of comments that go along in this sort of...
This thread, right?
That go along in this sort of mindset.
Oh, okay.
And I'll follow up with this comment. Any commenting saying that Goosebumps book scared... Okay, let me reread this. Okay, so essentially, this was a response to all comments that were like this, saying Goosebumps is scary, Goosebumps is supposed to be creepy, and that was like a big major thread. Like, you saw that, right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see a lot of people like essentially say Goosebumps is scary?
I wasn't looking on Facebook for comments. I got mine from Reddit. I got a few.
So yours might be a little more like, what's the word?
Crazy.
No, not crazy.
No, these are crazy. These are insane.
They're more logical, but also trying to be more funny.
No.
No? Okay, no. Cool. On Facebook, there's just a lot of, you've ruined our childhood. Goosebumps is a thing built on nightmares. And when it's not, it's children's horror that's just really, like, watered down. It's not scary. But, so this is... essentially the main sort of comment that we found. Since when was Goosebumps interpreted as family comedy? So someone responded to like almost all of these, essentially with any commenting saying that Goosebumps book scared you, were horror instilled fear, are dumb. If you feared any of those books, you were naive and a pussy. They were written with a comedic undertone. Wow. I mean, that guy, while being kind of an asshole, kind of hits the nail on the head.
Yeah, I have one similar to...
Yeah,
okay, so... Right,
what's the
username? This guy's... I don't say the username. And I don't save it. That's because I just don't care. This guy said, I remember Goosebumps being the scariest thing ever and was terrified by its horror stories for years after reading them. For some stories, I'm still haunted by them today. This movie looks a little cheesy, like it was made for kids or young teens. Oh, okay. A little bit like Jumanji mixed with Cabin in the Woods. They should have made this a pure adult horror with real terror and disturbing content like the books.
Yeah, because Say Cheese and Die is so scary. What a lot of people don't realize is, like, when they were kids, of course things seem scarier. But at the same time, it's... They want to be a pure horror movie. Why? Well, don't you want to capture the spirits of the books?
I did see another comment. I didn't save it, but he was essentially saying, like, I'm tired of this, like, Christopher Nolan bullshit where everything, you know, that was kind of lighthearted and
we gotta make it
really, really dark and scary now.
This looks like a fun kids movie.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I don't know if I'm gonna see it,
but
I'm not gonna shit on something that was clearly made for kids when it's not targeting me. You know what I mean?
Like, it's one of the... I mean, kids will like it. I think kids will like it, and I think that's good. This is my last Facebook comment, and it has nothing to do with this whole discussion of kids, like, this Goosebumps being a serious, scary property. It's just a very odd comment. And so this person is angry about Jack Black's casting, but not for the reason you might think. R.L. Stine was never handsome. He was ugly as fuck. Fuck you. So this person's playing Jack Black is handsome, like very handsome, and he shouldn't be playing R.L. Stine.
It's not like they got like Channing Tatum to play him. It's like, jeez.
I wish. Yeah.
I have a Jack Black comic here. Well, it's not. It's more of the shit I was saying earlier. The moment I saw Jack Black, I knew this would be bad. This looks like ass, even worse than Jurassic World did. This doesn't even look remotely appealing to the people who were brought up on it. I'm 30 years old. No way I'm interested in a movie made for kids based on a horror series. Would anyone honestly say, oh man, I wish they took The Shining or Jaws and made it into a fun family movie? Fuck no. The comments on here are some real Hale corporate bullshit. My generation has let every nostalgia-based cash grab become way too profitable. I really hope this flops.
He's comparing The Shining and Jaws to Goosebumps?
Apparently so, yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. When you are a child, the things you love, the children's property that you love, they're made for children, and they are written for children. They're not serious. They're not prolific. They're not these amazing things. When you get older, because of your nostalgia,
yeah,
you sort of elevate them and you take them with you to where it's like, yeah, Goosebumps was scary.
Yeah.
It was frightening.
That's the thing. I'm thinking right now it was probably scary to me at the time. I go back and read them, they're probably not going to be that scary.
No, and
if at all.
I remember being young and watching Goosebumps or reading Goosebumps, mm, and my eldest brother, I remember he didn't think they were scary at all.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, why the fuck would you think the what is it, the Snowman of Pasadena?
Snowman of, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Giant Yeti or something.
Yeah.
Why would that be scary? Like, none of them are remotely, like, very frightening. Either is the television series. I actually watched a few of them, like, yeah, in preparation for this. A few episodes, because there was a live stream going on. None of them are scary. Like, and they're very cheesy, and they're horribly 90s outdated.
Yeah, my dad bought the DVD set, because it was Halloween.
Yeah, we had the VHS tape.
Okay, and yeah, they were fun, like, rewatching some of them, but
the Haunted Mask is horrible. They say Carly Beth, there was a counter done, and they say Carly Beth 53 times in that episode. Okay, so moving on to...
One last thing. And it's not really related to that film exactly. It is, but it's a weird comment. Here we go. All right. I was smiling throughout the whole trailer. It looks like a heck of a lot of fun. Also, fuck Slappy, man. Creepy ass doll. And someone replied, I can't explain why, but there's something I find incredibly cringeworthy when someone says movies look fun. Movies are enjoyable. Movies are entertaining. Hell, movies are awesome. But fun, not exactly the word I'd use.
So this guy is literally no fun allowed.
I believe so, yes.
What is this hatred of the word fun? Like, it's always used sarcastic.
It's become like a buzzword
it's,
now.
And it's used sarcastically. Like, oh, you like fun. It's like,
yeah.
Yes, I like fun. I love to have fun. What is wrong with that?
Yeah.
Like, what is actually wrong with having fun? Little kids have fun. It's like, what? Like,
yeah, I don't get
what
it.
What world, what post-Nolan world do you come from?
Yeah.
So, moving on to YouTube. It was more of the same bullshit. More of the same, like, little kid. This is for little kids. Why don't they make it for adults? Like Goosebumps always was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's the thing. I knew as a kid, Goosebumps were for kids.
Yeah,
like I knew they weren't like, you know, like they weren't Stephen King, because I knew what Stephen King was. I'm like, okay.
I mean, every time I read one of these comments, all I thought in my head was, you know, for kids.
Yeah,
like Hudsucker Proxy. That's all I thought while reading comments. Looks lame. This is Figure 5 says, looks lame. Would have preferred something akin to the TV series, like an anthology, instead of this Scooby-Doo crap. Watching the TV series recently, like 2 days ago, no, fuck you. This is Scooby-Doo crap. It was always Scooby-Doo crap.
Yeah. You know, the only criticism I can understand is that people wanted like a more direct adaptation of a story, which I get.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
But this notion that it's Scooby-Doo crap, it's like, no, it is. It always has been.
These are the same people that probably said they found Scooby-Doo scary as kids, by the way.
Yeah, so, which I mean, there were... See, and this happens with every adaptation. Here's another one. It's a type of comment that I really hate, and it's essentially shitting on when they shit on children, because for some reason, if you're around our age, in our generation gap, you think that children don't deserve anything, yeah. And you think that my childhood was the last childhood.
No more.
Yeah, screw, children don't need childhoods anymore.
Why don't they just watch the stuff we have?
Yeah, that was the best. So, it's sad that this appeals to kids rather than people who grew up reading Goosebumps books. They really ruined the movie when it could have been good with just a little more horror and less with sappy love and with comedy. I mean,
it does look a little generic, I'm not going to lie. But again, this is why I don't have to see this movie. I don't have to complain. Yeah, yeah.
And that's my main thing. To us, it might look generic. To us, it might like not look inspired. But it's Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, Goosebumps was never meant to be something where it's like, oh, fuck, yeah. It was meant to be something like, ooh, it's spooky. I'm a little kid reading Scholastic books. It's
Scholastic.
It's really embarrassing that like people our age, they have this.
I thought this would have been the one thing people would have let slide.
No,
like Transformers. All right, yeah. Like I get that. I guess you know, Ninja Turtles. I get that. I've never seen this many fans of Goosebumps in my life.
We've seen how 80s fans react with the Ninja Turtles and with Transformers. Now we're seeing 90s kids react, and it's I want to actually say it's fucking worse because
it's Goosebumps.
At least with the 80s,
not to shit on Goosebumps.
With the 80s fans, I see less shit talking on kids and children than I do with 90s fans. Now, people our age fucking seem to hate children to the point where it's like, yeah. I don't want them to have anything.
Yeah.
It should be only for me. It's like,
With the 80s kids, I noticed they tend to hate the director more than the people that enjoy it.
And it's fucking sad. So, the last comment I have on this is probably the only person who I saw who was completely level-headed. And this person on YouTube got so many fucking down... thumbs down. And people told him,
go fuck yourself.
People essentially told him, like, you don't understand. Yeah. So, it's made for kids. Kids are going to like it. It's not for cynical adults. If the kid 90s version of you saw the trailer, your little mind would be blown. I know it's hard to understand, yeah. But you're old, and there's a new generation of kids here to take your place. Kind of like the one episode of South Park. Once you hit a certain age, everything to you is shit. And bam, you're a grandpa. So June Mo said this. And people reacted horribly to this.
That's the thing, though. If I was a kid, I'd be like, oh, that's the guy. Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah,
I would have been like
had
that.
Had this been released when we were just seeing this?
And I did kind of react that way, too. I was like, oh, hey, it's that guy.
It's like, oh, shit, it's that.
It's Slappy, yeah. Yeah, you know.
But because people are older, they want Goosebumps to be as mature as they are now. They want the material to grow up with them. It's like, that's not how it fucking works. Yeah. And your nostalgia is also poisoning you, thinking,
I'm worried that that's what the Power Rangers movie is going to be like.
Oh, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
yeah, because
if they play it straight, people, they're going to love it, obviously.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do. I mean, you can't...
But if they embrace the cheese that it was meant for...
And it is cheese. There's no seriousness to be had.
You talk to people nowadays, remember Power Rangers? They think it's like...
the greatest martial arts like show ever made with amazing effects.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Yeah. I rewatched it. It's not.
It's nostalgia. It could be a good thing, but it's also sometimes a fucking sad thing.
It's a hell of a thing. I'll say that much.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sometimes it's like, it's cool to remember and love what you liked when you were a child. But the same time, it turns a lot of people into dickheads.
Yeah.
Where it's like, everything kids love nowadays is stupid. They should love what we love. Or it's like, everything that we loved was perfect, and they shouldn't change it.
Yeah.
But then there's this weird warp rose-colored glasses thing where you tint everything you used to love as being in the same mindset you currently have.
Yeah.
So if it was never, nothing was silly that you love. You never loved anything.
That's why
silly.
A lot of those people also don't want to rewatch the thing that they love. Because when they do, like, I got some friends who rewatched X-Men.
Yeah.
The
anime. Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that.
And that's you don't want to do it because you don't want to ruin what it is in your mind.
Yeah.
You rewatch it and then, oh shit, because there was one episode of Goosebumps that I rewatched on that stream, and it was something where they get sucked into a house that becomes a board game.
Oh, yeah.
In my mind, that that board game house looked like fucking amazing. In it, it was just like, this is a shitty like sound studio in Canada. And
was it that Deep Space Nine episode with the traveling?
No, it was. It looked worse than that.
Oh wow.
It looked. It was just like, okay, this show doesn't have really good effects. Haunted Mask, the scene where the heads are like chasing her. Oh, come, Carly Beth. That bullshit.
Yeah.
It looked shitty. And when I was little, that was terrifying to me. That was actually, because I mean, I saw that when I was five, and it was really terrifying. This was just like, okay.
The Asian girl who was turning into like a cat monster used to scare the crap out of
me. I don't remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. See? I mean, and that's another thing. It's like, we half remember things too.
Yeah. She may not have even been Asian. She may have just been like some other.
And like everyone, again, in the, because there was a comment section in this stream, it was the same thing. Oh, I thought that this was scarier when I was younger.
Yeah.
And that, when that hits people, they're just like, it bums you out. But that's the only thing that sort of diffuses the asshole in you, where it's like,
okay. Oh, maybe I was wrong.
But again, no, it's...
Did you see Are You Afraid of the Dark recently?
I saw like 2 years ago. I rewatched it.
How were those?
Some episodes were actually really good. I would say that's an actual children's show that partially holds up.
Yeah.
Some of the episodes, a lot of them did suck, though. Like, were really fucking bad.
Apparently the pool monster is still scary.
It's good makeup. Okay. I'll give it that.
Okay.
But I just... I don't know. I hate that our generation is... We're almost evil when it comes to nostalgia.
Mm.
Very evil. I mean, talking shit on children, that's fucking horrible.
I don't like kids, but kids deserve to be happy.
Every generation deserves something.
Yeah.
Not this bullshit of, ours is the best, we had the best stuff. So, do you have anything you want to
share? Yeah, so Magic Mike, the sequel came out.
XXL.
Yeah.
The trailer, right?
No,
the movie. The movie came out?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
A few weeks ago, I think.
What? Yeah. I just thought the trailer... Oh, wow.
No, it was the movie.
Okay.
And apparently the turnout, I think they did statistics, was 93% female turnout, which makes sense, you know. A lot of guys apparently aren't happy that this movie came out, which is ridiculous.
I didn't even know it came out.
Yeah, but a lot of men aren't happy that this movie came out and that all these women are seeing it. They're saying they're objectifying men.
Oh, it's hypocritical. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, so.
One movie compared to the, like, movies that come out that objectify women.
But whatever. Here's one comment from a guy. Am guy. Went to watch it with girlfriend. Felt inadequate through the whole movie. Developed inferiority complex. Won't start going to gym. All in all, I like the film.
Was this from 4chan?
No.
Oh, wow. I thought it was a green text.
Okay. No, this wasn't.
By the way, green text, in case you're wondering, it's this thing on 4chan where people do the...
You shorten stories by taking out...
They use a closed bracket.
Pronouns and stuff. Yeah,
and then it's a way to tell stories. Closed bracket, the text becomes green. That's essentially it. But wow,
it only makes sense if you go on there.
Yeah.
All right. Another comment from that. And I don't have a lot. It's just a lot of people saying the same thing. You know, women are perverted, and that means I can be perverted now too.
What?
Yeah. It's weird.
One movie out of hundreds, and all of a sudden.
Wow. A lot of hetero insecurity going on here. I saw Magic Mike, and now I want to have sex with a man. Just like when I saw Jurassic World and want to have sex with a velociraptor. A lot of men are afraid that this will turn them gay or something. I don't know. It's weird.
There is something that needs to be... I think there's a lot of people who don't understand this, and maybe they haven't heard. You don't need to see every movie that comes out.
Yeah. This like, I don't need to see that Goosebumps movie. This is a movie I don't need to see. I don't care that this movie came out.
I really hate that it's... And it feels like it's a modern thing. Maybe it existed before, but anytime there's a trailer or a movie comes out, it's almost like, oh, I can't believe... Now, why are they making this? Why do I have to see this bullshit?
My parents are like... They're the parents who, like, whenever I go to the movie theater with them... Because they're older than, like, most parents... They're in their 50s.
They're 30. They're 30 years old.
Yeah. Whenever we see a movie and the trailer ends, right, they'll say, "Yeah, no, I don't think so. Nope." Movie ends. Nope. Don't think so.
Whereas younger people, their reactions.
Oh,
like,
my.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do I have to do this? Why are they putting me through this? It's like, Here's a cool idea. Mm-hmm. I don't think you ever heard of it. Just when the movie comes out, you don't go to it and you ignore it.
Yeah.
You don't watch it. Yeah. No, but it's there. No.
I gotta see it now.
You don't understand. They've made it. They've made it, and now I got to suffer. It's like, no, you don't. The next Transformers movie, you don't have to see it.
I felt that way about 3 and 4 and I don't know.
It's going to be there, but it's there. Yeah, and it only affects you if you actually watch it. No, but it's been made. And you don't have to watch it. It's ridiculous. It's a concept that's foreign to people. I don't understand it. I really don't. But, I mean, when I don't want to see a movie, I don't watch it.
Yeah.
And if it ends up being on TV, I don't watch it. It's that simple.
Unless you've made the promise to yourself that you'll watch it when it's on.
Like, I mean, there's a difference between morbid curiosity and, like, really watching something that you adamantly fucking hate. Like, I really don't want to watch any Nicholas Sparks movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like The Notebook and all those ones.
Yeah.
I've seen The Notebook. That's the only Nicholas Sparks movie I'll probably ever see.
How was it?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
I thought it was emotionally manipulative.
Okay.
Yeah, but it makes you cry just by you know, it manipulates your emotions. God damn it. Yeah.
Never seen it.
Yeah. So big news happened.
Big news.
So
I've got big news here too, but I want to hear
if you live in the world of sandwiches. There's some stuff happened. Oh. If you're a cold cut kind of guy,
I am a cold cut kind of guy.
If you're
like some capicola, some mortadella, salami, ham.
There, in the world of sandwiches, one man is king. One man is seen as the face of sandwiches.
The Earl of Sandwich.
As it were, Jared, just Jared, not the website, but Jared.
Ah.
And something happened.
I used to think Jared was like a big fat lady when they showed him on TV.
So
I don't know if you ever thought that. I just thought it's
so right. Something happened recently, and it wasn't really Jared who did this, but he's being investigated now because of it.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO of his media enterprise was found essentially with involved in a child pornography ring.
Yeah.
So, Jared...
See, I didn't read anything on this. All I hear on the news is, Jared likes little boys!
Okay, so you just thought Jared was fucking children.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what a lot of people think. But he has a connection that's apparently... We don't know what it is yet. That hasn't been revealed. But his house was raided.
Mm-hmm.
They took hard drives. So, is Jared creating little boy sandwiches? He might. He could be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet, so we won't.
But we can't accuse him of it.
So we won't go into that. But yeah. What I want to go into is one of the most fucking awesome, strangest conversations I've saw related to this incident. Most comments on this are again about little boy fucking and things like that.
Yeah.
And about fuck him, fuck sandwiches, shit like that.
Fuck Subway, I'm guessing.
This was a conversation that, again, because it's the internet, people get sidetracked and then go into just strange areas. Okay. So, this is on 4chan. Making a cold cut sandwich is one of the easiest and cheapest meals you can make.
Mm.
Why would you get one from anywhere? So that's the first. This is the first comment in this string.
Okay.
To which someone replies, "Because with Subway, I don't have to get out and put away 20 ingredients every time I want to make a sandwich." All right, yeah, fair enough.
Sometimes you don't have, you know.
And then someone replied again to the first comment. I don't have to store and maintain dozens of vegetables and meat types, condiments, and seasonings. If you want to eat bologna and mustard on white bread every day until it's completely gone and none has wasted, that's very cheap. But Subway gives you the extreme variety and it's a great value too, not to mention fresh.
Eat fresh. They tell you it's fresh. I get that because I've made my own Italian sandwiches before.
But it's
before.
Never the same.
No, because you know what happens? It's like, I'll make the sandwich and the sandwich is slipping apart. Like, the bread's already broken on the side and it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's not, I mean.
Yeah.
So, this comment string ended with this man, I don't understand it, but I think eating fresh is a tragic misstep in fast food. Sandwiches became too complex. Subway created an aspect of freshness separate from itself. A freshness that should not exist by fast food law. We make sandwiches and that labor under the illusion of having freshness, an accretion of sensory, experiencing and feeling programmed with total assurance that we are eat sandwiches. When in fact, everything we meat and bread is a sandwich. Maybe the honorable thing for Subway to do is deny our customers. Stop using farm fresh produce. Keep ham and turkey into expiration. One last cold cut. Subs and wraps opting out of raw freshness.
I think I've heard the ramblings of a man who should be institutionalized.
This is a profit. This is a profit for the new way.
The pro-GMO man who wants nothing fresh for anyone, apparently.
It's weird because he wants things to expire. He wants things to expire.
He wants you to use them to the best. He wants you to stop wasting, right? But I think that's what I'm getting.
This is a man who's gone to the mountains and come back and has said, "Listen, my people, freshness is not the way. You mustn't eat fresh." I love that he says it's a tragic misstep.
Like that was the one thing that turned us. It turned the world on its
this
head.
This is
right?
The beginnings of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
Sodom
and Panera.
Someone is accused of possibly having sex with children. And this is what's going on. This is what people are talking
about. Well, I mean, good for Jared, though, he's not getting accused by this guy. Because I feel like this guy could turn countries on its head.
I think this person is more concerned with freshness than he is with children being exploited. I think he's more concerned with the fact that we're laboring under the illusion of having freshness when we don't really know what freshness is.
What truly is freshness?
I want this guy to speak at a college. It's amazing. I want him to deliver a speech about freshness
and
in society.
And no one's going to clap until one man starts clapping. Then the whole audience gives this man their loyalty.
That's amazing. Oh my God. I can read this comment over and over because it's so fucking bizarre.
Oh my gosh.
We've programmed with total assurance that we are each sandwiches.
We are each sandwiches?
Like, we've turned ourselves into sandwiches.
Due to our freshness? Like,
our love of freshness has made us as human sandwiches.
Good God. That's amazing. Well, when you think about it, you know, you got layers on you. You know, you put condiments or cologne or perfumes and makeup. Those could be, you know.
So you're giving him some credence.
I am giving him some credence. Clearwater Revival.
It's in a way we're all sandwiches. We're all. I wonder what he thinks about burritos. What he thinks about fresh burritos.
Jeez, that's a whole other. It's a horse of a different color.
Yeah. So do you have anything else?
Please. I have a few things here. I'm a mecha fan, anime.
Mecha, yeah.
Robots.
Yeah.
I love robots. Gundam and all that, Evangelion. There are two men who want to start World War III.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Okay, so there are these guys who've created robots, Megabots Inc., I believe. They've created this giant, like, mechanical monstrosity in truly American fashion. Loaded up with paintball guns and, you know, paintball shotguns. And
we're essentially getting robot jocks.
The film Robot Jocks, yes.
In real life. Yeah.
Okay. They've thrown the gauntlet to Japan saying, Tsunobashi Heavy Arms Industry, you've made a robot. We're challenging your robot to war. And a lot of people are saying this is ridiculous. You know, because, you know, Star Trek's Forever playing. They're wearing American flags, capes. They've got, you know, aviator sunglasses. It's funny. So they send that. Japan, Tsunobashi Heavy Arms responds with this very high-tech looking video. The CEO of Tsunobashi's, you know, like casually laughing and shit, like saying, like, you know, it was funny, it looks cool, but how come your robot doesn't look cooler?
Oh.
And their robot is sleek and crap. You know, they have other models that look like Shars from freaking Gundam. It's pure red. I'm like, this is amazing. And he said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. And he says, but I want us to actually be able to have, like, a melee battle, too. He wants, like, hand-to-hand combat because he says, I want to beat them to scrap.
Oh, my God.
And some people are saying this is either going to be the greatest sport ever or the beginning of the end of the world.
Begun the robot wars have.
Yes. I have a few comments from people who, and this is just a nice little thing. The year is 2050, July 12th. Humanity has been reduced to mere hundreds. The robot uprising that began almost 30 years ago destroyed all traces of human life on most part of the Earth. We saw it coming. We really did. But we made fun of it, making robots, making movies like iRobot, Terminator, or The Matrix. No one really believed that the day would suddenly eventually come. One day, America and Japan had a robot fist fight. The next, it was Armageddon. Drones shooting down from the skies, mechs running down the street, toasters burning down houses, a most terrifying sight to behold. And the comment that followed that was, who owns toasters nowadays anyways?
Hey, you know, I understand the world's ending, but really, who owns toasters?
I have a toaster. I think
you do. Yeah, I have a toaster.
I see one right there. One very ignorant man, you know, said, because this was, I believe, like a week after the Women's World Cup where Japan lost to the United States. We beat you in both World Wars. We beat you in the World Cup. We'll beat you in this. Bring it on. And the response to that was, Japan was on our side during World War I.
Oh my God.
So, and the final thing is, you fucking idiots. What the hell have you done? You just brought shit to a piss fight. When you stepped in Japan's dojo, you do not survive. Challenging Japan to a robot fight is like challenging Aquaman to a fight in water. You're not going to survive. This is his realm. I mean, I honestly think this is going to be kind of underwhelming because they're not going to let two pilots die.
No.
So it's not going to be like a real war.
But the thing is, I understand it could end up becoming like sort of a
sport.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
But then the one problem is military wanting to sort of take advantage of, like...
Because both robots are... They're recreational. You can buy Tsurobashi's thing for like $1 million.
So weird.
And you can drive it around and stuff.
But yeah, but the idea that the military could get involved and want, like, to start developing mechs to...
Yeah, like Gundams and crap.
That is...
That's amazing.
I don't think anything's gonna happen.
I know, but I love robot anime.
In 20 years, we're going to be in like a desolate landscape, staring into the distance from our mechs, wondering where it all went wrong.
Yeah,
we're
nuclear. This is Metal Gear.
We're going to be remembering this moment, being like, what happened?
What a mess we made when it all went wrong.
we're gonna be replaying this actually in our mech, like. As we watch Armageddon happen.
Yeah. Good
fucking God. Is that it, or?
That's it for the robot stuff.
All right. Well, are you got anything else you want to...
I have one last little thing. I'm a wrestling fan. I've admitted to that before on other podcasts. I will admit, though, that wrestling fans are an odd bunch at times.
Yeah, they let people throw car doors at them, and they laugh.
Oh, yeah. So Brock Lesnar destroyed, per storyline, a car that belonged to an opponent.
He almost killed another person?
He threw the car door, because this is how strong Brock Lesnar is. Just throws it, and it flies clear and almost hits someone. They didn't sue, because I guess they were just having a good time.
They laughed!
If it were me, I would have laughed.
I almost died!
It wasn't the door. It was the plastic part that comes on the door.
It doesn't fucking... Jesus
but
Christ.
Online wrestling fans are strange.
Oh, no.
Like, on social media.
I think in real life they're strange, too.
In real life, yeah. But on social media, there's this weird... Again, it's that barrier that we were talking about. Where people let the weirdness come out. So, I'm just basically going on Twitters and Instagrams of wrestlers... And looking at the comments that people leave on them. Or Facebook in general, YouTube. So here's one from WWE diva Emma. She just says, "You can't forget me when I won't let you." This might explain a little. She's just posting a video about, you know, how she's not been really shown on TV that much, and she wants to come back essentially. Okay. And one guy responds, "I'll never forget you. Never, ever, ever, ever forget the yellow sandwich."
Wait, what?
I don't know.
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Was it a fresh sandwich?
You know what? Maybe this man... No, it was yellow. So that sounds pretty
old. It could be egg bread.
Egg bread. All right. I don't think this guy wants freshness then. Never forget it, though. Okay. Never forget it. You don't want a fresh one because you never forget this one. All right. So this is from a Brock Lesnar fan, as I mentioned earlier. "God weak as fuck Lamau. God suck compared to Brock Lesnar. He will loose all of his bread after Brock wrecks him. God should be fired by authority."
What?
LMAO. "He can't even wrestle Mr. Walk on Water." LMFAO.
What the fuck is going on?
"God equals trash. Brock Lesnar equals legend."
What?
I don't know.
I don't get it. What the fuck does that mean?
That's a YouTube comment.
What does it mean?
He's calling out God, I guess, and he wants Brock Lesnar to fight him. And here's just a few things on John Cena. He's dating a diva named Nikki Bella. "John and Nikki must stay together always, so girls don't get jealous." Jealous. "It's not good for your character name and wrestling name. Be jealous over your own boyfriend. Don't try to take others. Not good. Don't think they will last. She's keeping too much from him." Another person says, "I am very, very beautiful, Dewas, WWE. I am like John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Roman Rich, Dol Ziggler." And then one other woman who's... And the last one. Another woman who's not a fan of John Cena's girlfriend. "Get rid of Nikki. She is no good for you. She is using you for your money and she is bringing you down. I was watching Divas, but I had to stop because she is so pathetic. So just needs to leave the WWE too, John. Wake up. She is no good for you. You're not sorry you did it. You're sorry I found out."
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are they gonna... He's gonna go on YouTube and see this and go like, "Oh, my God. He's right.
This is a woman. Oh. Telling of this.
She's right. She's warned me." Oh, my God.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I feel like every person who comments is Ultimate Warrior. I feel like the spirit, when he died, his spirit went into every YouTuber and...
This has been going on for years. I got more, but I'm going to...
Maybe the Ultimate Warrior was right, though. Maybe we're all warriors. Maybe that's what it is. I read all these comments in the warrior's
voice,
and it makes more sense.
I guess so, yeah.
Especially that God one. That sounds like Ultimate Warrior. Oh, my God.
I have way more that I could say, but I'll leave it alone for now.
I think wrestling comments need to become a regular thing on here.
Okay.
Because
they're just insane. I embellish nothing. That was completely...
Wrestling fans in real life and on the internet are just... They're bizarre people.
Yeah.
Usually. Their comments online...
The ones that still think it's real are the strangest, though. Well, that's the best thing.
The ones who comment online... They are Ultimate Warrior like. They talk like him and they post like him, and it's not even sad. It's just it's
bizarre. It is bizarre.
It's this beautiful absurdity.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I think that's got to become a regular thing on here.
Right, well.
I look forward to that. And so we watched the second episode of Voyager.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember a goddamn.
I just want to say we're done watching Voyager.
Okay.
We're done watching Voyager. You said we would be able to do it.
No. And I think my thing that I was going to say was that, like, every opening Star Trek episode is awful. Every opening Star Trek episode is awful. Like, you can't deny that.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was thinking, like, you know, Aaron said he didn't like Deep Space Nine, and then he watched it, and he liked it. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll have that way about... I don't know if I can keep going, just because it's boring.
There is nothing there that, like, one character isn't enough for me to want to watch the show.
No.
It's just, I can't do it. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to punish myself watching the show. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible show. And anyone who says Voyager is their favorite, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I feel like it's this new attempt to try and, like, it like this hipster thing where you say, well, it's my favorite because no one likes it or some bullcrap.
Like, I have nothing against Kate Muldoon.
No.
Nothing.
Muldrew. Muldoon.
Whatever. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I was thinking it.
All Irish people.
She's great in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, but her as a captain bores the fuck out of me. The crew bores the fuck out of me. I hate Neelix with a passion.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever hated a character as much as I hate Neelix. Like, I'm trying to think of anyone in TNG.
They're one-shots. Like, they're not like...
Yeah. Like, Neelix seems like a character who would have been in one episode.
Yeah.
And it would have been like,
oh, you're smart. God, like imagine that guy on...
I like Wes more than I like Neelix.
I've never hated Wesley. Everyone is always...
I can understand hating him in the first season.
I've never had a problem
with him. Like, I can understand the first season.
Yeah.
After that, it's just like, he's non-offensive. He doesn't do shit.
Yeah. There's a moment where, and it goes against every single thing I've been told about Starfleet.
Everything you stand for?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is, they're trying to, I don't even know what the fuck they're trying to do. They're trying to get through this weird temporal rift or some sort of anomaly or something. They're trying to get through it, and she even says something about how everything I've been taught has been telling me that these ships are very delicate crafts and we have to be very careful with them. And she said, but sometimes you just gotta ram it through and say screw the rules, and they eventually do it. And I something about that just said, okay, this is clearly ridiculous.
See, the thing that I don't,
you're gonna endanger that many
that
people.
Pissed me off about her, it's like, okay, when Sisko didn't go against the rules, it weighed heavily on him.
Yeah.
With her, just like, fuck the rules.
Yeah.
By the way, is it Netflix, or has her voice always been that squeaky when she was younger playing the captain? Because I don't remember it being that high-pitched.
No, I don't think it's Netflix.
So that's just her voice.
I think they audio-corrected for that.
Did they? Fuck.
That's like, Netflix doesn't... Because you know, like, when you listen to, like, DVD, it's always a little bit...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like when you watch... For example, when you watch Friends on Nick at Night. They speed it up a slight tiny bit to compensate for commercials, and there is a squeakiness, but this is just like...
No, I don't think they do that.
Generally sounds really, like, high-pitched.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know. Too much happened in this episode, and yet nothing happened.
I hate the show. Like,
I like the Doctor, but I don't think I can keep watching.
You know what the show feels like? It feels like I'm... And I fucking hate clam chowder. It feels like clam chowder to me, where there's a lot. It's very meaty, very dense, but I feel like shit watching it. And I feel like even though it's dense with the
meat and the potatoes and the,
it's like there's so few ingredients that it's still dense. That's how I feel at this.
I like clam chowder. This reminds me of my parents' beef stew, where they throw in like meat, potatoes, onions, corn, peas,
corn and peas,
tomatoes. I'm not done. Water, just a lot, and you're not enjoying like any of it.
And is it fresh though?
Yes.
Is there a freshness to it?
A freshness in the sense that I don't want to eat it anymore.
Oh
like
my
that
god!
Guy was saying, yeah,
but yeah, we're sorry. We can't do this anymore.
Maybe I'll continue this show on my own later.
We're gonna have to find something else to watch weekly.
I will think of a show for us to watch.
I don't know. I don't want to, like, watching it, I've never felt to the extent where it's like, I need this to end.
Yeah.
Please be over. Please.
Belena, whatever the fuck her name is.
And I don't know. I hate Neelix. I really hate Neelix. Like, he's the worst Star Trek character in existence. He really is.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the We Are Smart people behind this.
Yeah, because at least they're kind of funny.
This is just like, oh, yeah. Like, he adds nothing. And Tuvok is boring.
Yeah, I keep expecting, like, something cool with him, but I'm like, nah.
It's weird. Vulcans, and I get that they're emotionless, whatever the fuck. they're never this boring.
Yeah.
That he managed to make Vulcans like...
Because like Sarek was interesting because you didn't see a lot of him. Yeah. He always had like wisdom to impart on you and shit. Spock was interesting.
This guy seems like a background Vulcan where it's like someone just tells him, hey, can you go to... Yes, I will get this done. But he's in the whole show and it's just like, why are you fucking boring?
And the fact that you have like the Doctor on there kind of offsets and the...
Why are you in so many fan films?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, no more Voyager. Yeah. We're not going to get to the Borg and all that crap. Mm. And Seven of Nine. Yeah.
Well, that's when I heard that's when the show gets good.
Oh, but that's like 5 seasons in.
Yeah.
Hooray. Yeah, let's... When a show takes 5 seasons to get good, I'm sorry. One season, 2 at most, I will go through.
Because at least 2 with, like, Deep Space Nine, you said, all right, the episodes are actually, like, picking up. Like, they're not...
This? Nope. Sorry. I cannot do it. Chakotay can go fuck himself.
Oh, what a boring character.
Oh, I know. He was great in Night of the Comet compared to this. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Oh, I do want to bring this up. What the fuck was up with the first episode? Saying, yeah, you know, use your Indian smoke signals or your... I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wrong tribe.
Yeah, like, yeah. And I was like...
Because there's a story behind this where the person they hired wasn't a real Native American, but he pretended he was.
Yeah.
The person they hired to do the...
research.
Yeah. Oh. The guy who gave them all their advice and shit, their advisor, he wasn't a real indigenous person. Okay. He just lied.
All right.
That's why there's so many inconsistencies.
No, but the way that, like, Paris was, like, insulting, I'm like, what the f-? Like,
oh, I know.
I was like, that's kind of weird for a Starfleet guy to be all racist and crap.
Everyone on this ship is boring or a piece of shit.
Except the Doctor.
I mean, yeah. But it's like, you can't have a show with just that.
No.
So next week, we'll have probably a lot of Comic-Con comments for you guys.
Yeah, just...
We're sorry. We couldn't watch Voyager.
We'll have a new show. We'll have a new show.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. If we even continue doing week-in-week shows. We'll see. Those... What will we pick? I don't know. God, this was such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so... we will never be so lively, never truly live. So many wars, I'm tired. What do you think that means?
You just watched Voyager?
No.
I don't know. What does it mean?
If you were to guess where this comment came from, where would you think it came from?
Some war thread or some... You mean website or...
No, from a video on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, where would you guess? What video?
Fallout. It sounds like Fallout.
This is Aha's take on me.
Why?